Revolting People by Andy Hamilton and Jay Tarsis. With Jay Tarsis, Jan Ravens, James Feat, Hugh Dennis, Penelope Knight, Tony Maudsley, Michael Fenton Stevens, and Andy Hamilton.
Right, my turn now. I'll move my rook to protect my king. There, your move.
And I'll move my... What's the horsey called?
Knight.
Here goes my knight, hoppity-hop, over your vicar.
Bishop.
Over the bishop, bosh, and one to the left there. Your move.
I can't. That's checkmate.
That's what, mate?
Checkmate, one word.
Oh, is that good?
You've won in five moves. Are you sure you never played this game before?
Oh, it's just the luck of a beginner, I suppose. Funny, really, because it was probably my inexperience that encouraged you to wager that florin, hey, Samuel? Still, it's only money, as they say.
Yeah, and who's the they in that sentence? The National Society of Penniless Idiots, of which I will soon be a prominent member?
Well, if I was you, I'd accept your wife's offer to buy this ailing shop.
Well, first, you're not me, and second, she ceased to be my wife the day she left me for a woman and became a lady lover. You know, somebody really ought to come up with a word for that.
Yeah.
And third, if I was stupid enough to take her offer, it would mean letting her get back into the lives of my family. There'd be conflict and emotions slopping about all over the place. And that's the kind of slop I can well do without.
You know why you're so gloomy all the time, don't you?
Yes, because God hates me and makes everything go wrong.
No. It's because of what humor you are.
Humor?
That's right. See, our character is made of our humor, which is decided according to which element we're composed of and which is our dominant organ.
Yeah, well, I think we all know which is your dominant organ. In fact, it's virtually your only organ.
You are obviously made of earth, which means you're full of gall emanating from your spleen, which makes you melancholic, you see?
I'm melancholic?
Yep, hence having a face as long as the Great Wall of China, yeah.
What humour are you?
Sanguine. I'm lusty, good-natured, full of blood, and my ruling element is air.
Yeah, well, I think some of your ruling element just escaped.
Oh, yeah. Sorry about that. The old bowel's a bit capricious today, you know.
I've never credited this humor's nonsense. We might just as well believe our characters are decided by the date on which we're born.
Ah, nah. I mean, only an imbecile could ever believe something like that. Yeah. Now, do you fancy another game of chess?
It's chess, McGurk.
Oh, right.
Stop your dissembling, you shameless trickster.
All right. Well, where's young Joshua? Perhaps he'd like a game.
Well, he's outside getting the horse into the stable.
Oh, it sounds like he's having a bit of trouble.
Yeah, well, the horse doesn't like being carried.
Oh. Dinner in 10 minutes. If you're not there on time, I'll feed it to the crows.
Mary, your tone is a little sharp.
Good.
I know why you're so fierce.
Do you, dog face?
Yeah, it's because your element is fire. So your body has an excess of bile produced by your liver, all of which makes you choleric. That's the reason you're so tense.
Really?
That and the captain refusing to slip you one.
Would you like to lose your remaining eye, Sergeant? Because I'd be happy to scoop it out with this ladle, you putrid piece of poxy English scum slime.
Got a lovely turn of phrase, hasn't she, sir?
And for your information, I don't give a fig about that stiff-necked milksop Brimshaw. He and I are not suited. He wants to be a slave to stale convention, whereas I crave passion and excitement. He believes a couple should not experience union before marriage, whereas I believe we should seize ecstasy when we can.
Well, Brimshaw's only behaving with common decency, Mary. He's thinking of your reputation. Don't be so hard on
him. I'm not being hard. I just...
Hey, one and all.
Oh, shut your mealy mouth.
Oh, you and your typical cheeky banter.
So you have company, Captain.
Yes, allow me to present to you an old friend of mine, Captain Percy Dashmount. Percy and I were at Eton together. He's just arrived on a tour of duty, so I'm showing him around. Percy, this is Samuel Oliphant.
Hello, Captain.
Pleased to meet you. And who is this extraordinary vision of beauty?
My name is Mary.
Allow me to kiss your lily-white hand.
I must warn you, sir, that I am not susceptible to smooth words, so flattery does not make me go weak at the knees.
Really? And pray, what does make you go weak at the knees?
I've yet to find out, sir.
Is that so?
And over here, this is Sergeant McGurk, my right-hand man. Though, technically, he doesn't have a right hand, or a right anything.
I knew your father, sir. I fought ahead of him in many battles.
I think you mean you fought alongside him.
Oh, no, sir. He was a general.
Is he being insolent?
I'm never sure. Perhaps now the formalities are over, you should let go of Mary's hand.
I'm home, father.
Oh, my goodness, it's a giant.
This is Joshua. Joshua, meet Percy Dashmount. He's a cavalry officer.
The cavalry? Well, that's as exciting can be. Charging at the enemy astride a galloping horse. I'd like to do that one day.
But you can't ride, son. At least not till somebody breeds a 12-ton horse.
What's it like, Captain? Charging into battle.
Oh, it's amazing. You feel so alive. Your heart leaps with exhilaration. Your brain pounds with excitement as you hurtle towards the enemy with the power of your steed gripped between your thighs.
Actually, I really think you can let go of Mary's hand now.
Are you allowed to carry your horse in the cavalry?
No, I don't think that's permitted, is it, Percy? Percy?
I wonder, Mary, if you'd care to accompany me riding on Saturday.
Oh, sadly, our horse is old and broken-backed.
Well, I didn't mean to do it.
Not to worry, madam. I'm sure I could provide you with a mount.
Captain Brimshaw, you could accompany them riding as well, couldn't you?
Afraid not. I've put Saturday aside to polish my buttons.
Oh, good idea. Your buttons have been looking very dull lately.
How is your father, the General, sir? Is he dead yet?
Oh, yes. He passed away some years back. But he lives on in the statues.
General Dashmount was perhaps our greatest ever military strategist.
Yeah, indeed. It was he who came up with the British Army's cunning tactic of marching its soldiers slowly towards the enemy in a nice straight line wearing bright red uniforms.
I trust you're not criticising Army policy, Sergeant.
Oh, of course not, sir. No, I just wonder whether, for a change, we couldn't sometimes fire at the enemy from behind the safety of trees.
That would be cheating, Sergeant. And most un-English. The honourable way to wage a war is to fight fair in straight lines and not to make too much fuss when you're shot.
Oh, yes, sir. Silly me. Sorry, sir.
Well, Mary, shall I call for you on Saturday? And we shall ride with the sun on our face and the wind in our hair.
I'm sure Mary really would like her hand back now. Percy, isn't that right, Mary?
There's no hurry.
Cora, dearest, your beloved has returned.
Yes, another day's work is done, and my weary brow has need of soothing.
Really?
And how is my son and heir? Oh, God bless his golden dimples.
Yes, indeed. So, tell me, how was your work today, husband?
Oh, most arduous and taxing, Cora. The world of weights and measures is red in tooth and claw. A man has to live off his wits, like bold Hercules fighting the venomous many-headed Hydra.
Yes, now remind me, which trial was that? Was that the one where Hercules told his wife he was off to kill the Hydra, but actually just hid in a tree all day and then went home and lied like a snake?
I'm not sure I follow you, Cora.
I was in town with baby Ezekiel today, and it was lunchtime, so I thought we'd surprise you at your office. Only you weren't in your office. You haven't been in your office for weeks, not since you were fired.
Well, Cora, I had hoped...
Why have you been perpetrating this sham? Why couldn't you just tell me?
Tell you what? That I've been cast aside, set adrift, that I'm a shadow of my former self, that Ezekiel Spriggs is but half a man?
Oh, Ezekiel, your manliness is not diminished by losing your employment.
Well, you've never had a very high opinion of my manliness to begin with, have you?
What does that mean?
Oh, you know very well. You do not desire me physically, Cora. So you fend me off with your excuses, prevarications, and superstitions. Last week you informed me that it's bad luck for couples to make love on any day of the week that has the letter D in it.
Well, that's...
Well, let's face facts. You'll be better off without me. We're not man and wife, not in the conjugal sense.
Well, no. That's because we transcend the physical side.
Do we?
Yes, of course. Our relationship is spiritual and ethereal, which makes it sublime and far more meaningful than a mere physical attraction.
Oh. Oh, good.
What reason did your employers give for dismissing you?
They gave 23 reasons, including what they called my excessive verbal pomposity. The very notion renders purple hyperbole redundant. And indeed, it was while I was elucidating on the difference between eloquence and verbose persiflage that I suddenly found myself face down in the mud. Cora, comfort me. I have need of solace.
Well, Ezekiel, things will turn out just fine. You're a decent enough man with good posture and nice table manners. And fate will be kind to you in time, probably.
And perhaps to go with those tender words, an affectionate kiss.
Does this month have an R in it?
No.
Then it's not a kissing month, is it?
No, dearest. Not a kissing month.
There's really no need to escort me back to barracks, Walter.
Nonsense, Percy. Just being civil. How long do you think you'll be stationed here?
Oh, that depends on where the war comes.
Oh, things have been a lot calmer since Lord North became Prime Minister.
Yes, don't trust the fellow. Keeps making concessions to these upstart colonists. But as we both know, there's nothing like a massacre to stop impertinence. The big rumour back in London is that Benjamin Franklin has perfected a way of calling up lightning at will and then firing it at our soldiers. So, we have to land our blow first, what?
Percy, can we stop for a second?
Hmm?
It's just, well, what are your intentions towards Mary Oliphant?
Intentions?
Yes.
Well, my intentions are the same as with any young lady. I shall take her riding, then I shall tell her I love her with every fibre of my being, and then I shall ruin her.
Ruin her?
Yes, probably against a tree.
You mean you intend to have your wicked way with her?
Well, several wicked ways. And then abandon her, bereft and heartbroken. Then I shall brag about my conquest in the local taverns.
You'll brag about it?
Yeah, but of course. It's all part of the ruining. Don't you know that? Call yourself an aristocrat.
But Mary is a young woman of good character and reputation.
Not after Saturday, she isn't. She's just one more notch on my silver cane.
Well, sir, you should be confounded. Mary will not succumb to your advances.
What? After a few hours galloping, when the blood is up, there'll be fire in that girl's loins. She has unfulfilled yearnings, if I'm not mistaken. Besides, any woman will submit if you nibble her in the right places.
Do you know what you are, sir? A scoundrel.
Yes, I know. As last month, I was voted Cat of the Year by Bounder's Gazette. I've ruined all the girls of quality in Dorset, and I've made a start on Wiltshire. Next stop, Hampshire.
But, goddammit, sir, Miss Oliphant happens to be spoken for.
Then that would make the ruining all the more enjoyable, what? Why are you turning crimson, Brimshaw?
If I want to go riding with him, I will, and you...
All I'm saying, Mary, is that you should be wary of a man like Dashmount. I'm not sure you know what you're doing.
I shall go riding with whomsoever I please.
Well, that's an impressive use of the word whomsoever. But I still don't think you know what you're doing. McGurk informs me that Dashmount's father was a notorious rake who was thrown out of the Hellfire Club for deflowering virgins after hours.
That's right, miss. In fact, the family coat of arms is a pair of breasts with trouser sword rampant.
Yeah, and that heraldry did not happen by accident.
Look, I am a grown woman. I'll make my own decisions.
You've only just met him. What is it you like about him? Is it just his fine physique, smoldering eyes, Adonis-like features, and... This list is a bad idea, isn't it? McGurk, you take over.
Yeah, the thing is, miss, what if he gets you up the duff?
No, on second thought, I'll carry on. The thing is, Mary, not putting aside the duff issue for a moment, although McGurk's right to draw attention to it...
I will not... Stay here to be bullied and badgered, Father. I'm away to spend the night with my sister.
Why are my daughters such hotheads?
Choleric humor, I told you. Too much fire in them. You should make them drink 12 quarts of water a day as a sort of dousing precaution.
Mary seems intent on hurling herself at someone inappropriate. And Cora did the same thing. Can you keep a secret, McGurk?
Well, I've kept mum about your wife being a secret lady, Shacker, haven't I?
Yeah, but that's cost me several gallons of my finest brandy.
What are you implying?
Not implying, I'm saying that you frequently stoop to blackmail.
Ooh, blackmail's a very ugly word, sir.
Really?
Yes, and so is mangelwurzel. Yeah. All those syllables and the Z at the end, it's very ugly, Germanic, guttural. You were going to tell me
Yeah. There are rumors that Abraham Smith, the real father of Cora's child, has returned to the area.
Oh, right.
He's out in the forest, secretly organizing rebel militia.
Yeah.
What if Cora finds out and feels herself drawn to him? And why am I telling you this?
Now, there's no point in worrying, sir, and you certainly shouldn't worry about the chances of both your daughters getting impregnated after flings with unsuitable, reckless men, you know.
Yeah, you're right. What are the odds against that?
About evens, based on form and bloodline, yeah.
Well, thank you for reassuring me, Sergeant.
Pleasure, yeah.
Grimshaw, are you all right?
I found him in the yard sitting with his head between his knees. Look how pale he is. I haven't seen anyone that white since the time you dared me to hold Ezekiel over that waterfall by his ankles.
Permission to pull you up a chair, sir?
Permission granted.
Well, what's wrong, Captain?
I've been protecting Mary's honour. Dashmount said that... Well, I won't go into details, but stern words were spoken. Fingers were jabbed, and before I knew it, I'd challenged him to a duel tomorrow morning.
A duel? Wow! Can you buy tickets? That sounds exciting!
I don't think it'll be that exciting. It might be a little one-sided. In the heat of my anger, I forgot the fact that Percy is considered the finest shot in the British Army.
Permission to pour you a shot of brandy, sir.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm feeling a little dazed.
Permission to pour myself a brandy, sir.
Yes.
Surely you can just withdraw?
Sadly not. There were witnesses, fellow officers, who saw me slap Dashmount in the face with my glove.
Well, that's easily explained. You were removing your glove and it accidentally flipped into his face. That happens most of the time.
No, I'm afraid my honour as an officer and a gentleman compels me to go through with it.
Permission to say that's bollocks, sir.
I don't expect you to understand, McGurk, you being a vulgar peasant of low birth, but to people of my class, such things matter a great deal.
I'll never understand the obsession you British have with class. People are people.
That's dangerous talk, Samuel.
America will have no truck with class, you mark my words. We'll create a fairer democratic system of government for the people, by the people, where all men are born equal, and no individual possesses any property or wealth, because everything is owned and controlled by the state. And the state pays all the people a uniform wage, and there are no bosses or rich people, just one huge collective commune. That will be the American way.
You think so?
Oh, yes, I know my people.
Well, if you'll excuse me, gentlemen, I must go and write letters to my family and...
This duel is madness, Brimshaw. The last thing Mary would want is
please,
for you to...
Mary must know nothing of this. I don't want her getting distressed.
Yeah, that can wait till your funeral.
Oh, come, come. No need to be quite so defeatist. I mean, yes, Dashmount has killed his opponent in all 26 of his duels so far, but, statistically, his lucky streak has got to come to an end sometime. Isn't that right, Sergeant?
No.
No?
No, sir. Death is staring you in the face, sticking out its tongue and going...
Well, I'm not scared.
Well, I am. I don't want him to do that tongue thing again.
Oh, this foolhardiness isn't you, Captain. You're acting in defiance of your humour.
And what, pray, is my humour?
Well, obviously, you're phlegmatic, aren't you? You're dull, sluggish, and largely made of water, which will come pouring out of you when you're riddled with bullets.
Well, clearly, I'm a little less dull than people imagined. Now, if you'll excuse me, I must go and put my affairs in order.
Oh, for... Duels should be outlawed. They're a senseless waste of life.
I know. I can't wait.
You're not watching it. I don't want you to witness such carnage.
But it'll be glamorous, romantic carnage. Oh, please, Father.
No. N-O spells no.
Oh, all right. There's no need to bedazzle me with spelling.
Go settle the horse for the night, son.
Oh, all right.
And I said settle, son. That doesn't include wrestling.
Well, how about tickling?
All right, just for 5 minutes. Past his bedtime.
Thank you, Father.
Oh, what's to be done about that fool Brimshaw? He signed his own death warrant.
Leave it with me.
I don't like it when you say that. It means you're about to do something criminal.
Trust me.
So does that.
I'll find a solution.
Please, McGurk, promise me it won't involve violence.
Sam, I swear on my mother's grave.
So, Captain Dashmount, are you ready to give me satisfaction?
Indeed I am, sir. And I just wanted to say, Walter, that even though I'm about to blow your head off, you mustn't feel it's anything personal.
That's most civil of you, Percy. But who knows? Perhaps I'll blow your head off.
No, but all kidding aside, there's really no need for you to lose your life for some little colonial tease.
I'm afraid I don't share your view of Miss Oliphant. Now, let the duel commence.
Ah, yes, a small problem. I don't know what's happened to my second, Captain Marchbanks. He's obviously been detained.
Yes, my second, Sergeant McGurk, has also failed to materialise.
Ditto the man who was to act as umpire, Lieutenant Darcy. Who will do the counting?
I will! Oh,
Joshua, well, what are you doing skulking in the bushes?
I'm here for the carnage!
Does your father know you're here?
Yes.
You're lying.
Damn it! What gave me away?
Look, the boy can umpire. He can count as we step.
Wow! Thanks, mister! How high do I have to count?
To 20.
Oh. 20's more than 5, right?
Yes, it's 5 and then another 15.
15? Hey, you can't fool me. 15's not a real number. It's just something they put in stories.
Dear Lord, I know I'm not one of your regular customers, but if you could possibly heed my prayer for Captain Brimshaw, who about now is facing his doom. Please.
Father?
Cora, what brings you by so early?
Little Ezekiel II wouldn't sleep, so I decided to take him for a walk, and, well, I need some advice, Father.
Right, right, advice, yeah, what?
You seem a mite distracted.
Distracted, yeah, quite. Sorry, you lost me. Start again?
You've heard the rumor, I suppose.
Which rumor?
The rumor about Abraham Smith.
Oh, you mean the rumor that he went prospecting in Mongolia and got caught in an avalanche and died? Well, it's sad, but it kind of draws a line under everything, doesn't it?
No! No, he's out in the forest!
Oh, don't you start. You stay well clear of the man, for goodness sake. If you value what's left of your marriage.
Yes, but I still have womanly feelings towards Abraham.
Forget them. Your life is with Ezekiel now. And even though he's an overblown jackass, and that's on his good days, he's still your husband and he loves you. Whereas Abraham Smith is trouble to be avoided at all costs, even if he is the father of your baby. And no matter how long have you been standing at the window, Ezekiel?
Long enough.
Husband, let me explain.
Explain what? That I'm an object of ridicule for the whole world to laugh at?
Well, you know, the level of ridicule might not rise that perceptibly. I mean, there was a certain percentage of laughter before
you. In my heart, I knew that baby was not mine. Every ginger freckle screamed the word cuckold. Well, I'll not stay for any further humiliation. Goodbye to you, Samuel, and your little Jezebel.
Where are you going, husband?
To find that treacherous jackal, Abraham Smith.
But you don't even know what he looks like.
I know he has red hair.
Oh, we got to remember to keep those windows closed.
And then I started to duel, and I started pacing out the steps, and then he
drew it. Could you keep your voice down, son? You'll wake the baby.
Why are you minding little Ezekiel, father?
Because his mother's out looking for big Ezekiel.
Why?
Well, that's a long story, son, involving much human misery and a lot of it mine. So let's dwell instead on the happy outcome of the captain's duel.
Well, it wasn't a happy outcome for Dashmount. They're sending him back to England for medical treatment. I'm afraid my bullet made a bit of a mess of his buttocks.
Was he running away then?
No, facing me.
And how did you hit him in the buttocks?
Well, I wondered that, but Sergeant McGurk here says my bullet must have ricocheted back off a tree.
Yeah, well, I've seen it happen many times in battle, sir, yeah.
I didn't see what happened because I closed my eyes as I fired.
Were you there, Sergeant?
Oh, no, sir, I was too upset. I just couldn't face the prospect of all that unpleasantness.
So I was without a second, as was Dashmount. His second failed to appear, along with the umpire. Later, we found them both unconscious in a ditch.
Yeah, no doubt set upon by wicked, nasty ne'er-do-wells. That'd be my surmise, also.
But it meant that I got to umpire.
Yeah, I thought I told you couldn't watch the duel.
I didn't disobey you, Father. I was out hunting for unicorns, and I just happened to stumble across the place where the duel was happening.
You're lying.
Tarnation, it's my voice that gives me away, isn't it?
Look at my hands there. I'm still shaking.
So am I. It was so exciting. The whiff of gunpowder and the sounds of your bullet.
Sounds?
Yeah. His bullet sounded twice. Two loud cracks.
Yes, I noticed that.
Now, that would be the echo, because the spot is in something of a small valley.
Of course, yes, an echo.
A really fast echo.
What?
Well, the echo was so quick, it echoed before the captain had pulled the trigger. How does it do that? Can echoes anticipate?
Well, you see, sound has many mysterious properties which science has yet to fathom, including the phenomenon known as pre-explosionary reverberation. Yeah.
Walter, my darling, I heard what happened to you. All right, you're not wounded, are you?
No, I'm fine, Mary. A bit shaken, that's all.
Oh, let me clutch you to my quivering bosom, you dear, sweet man. What? To think you risked your very life just for little old me. Oh, you shouldn't have done that, you bold, passionate, impulsive volcano.
Volcano?
Yes. Oh, yes. You look pale, dearest. I think you better come upstairs and lie down while I loosen your clothing.
I'll help you.
That won't be necessary. Thank you.
I'm perfectly all right, Mary. I don't need ministering to.
Oh, yes, you do. You need a good ministering to. Now come upstairs.
Mary, the captain's fine. He doesn't need taking upstairs.
He's going upstairs!
Oh, look, she's got froth in her mouth.
I think you'd better comply with Mary's wishes, Captain, for all our safety.
Very well. I had to defend your honor, Mary. He planned to take advantage of you.
I would never have let him. You know that.
He said you had secret longings, and that if you nibbled a woman in certain places, then she succumbs to passion.
The man was a scoundrel. Did he mention which places?
Joshua, will you excuse us, please? I need a quiet word with McGurk here.
Oh, very well. I'll go into the woods and track some dragons. Aha!
What?
I was lying and you never spotted it.
McGurk, you promised me you'd use no violence.
Ah, well, I mean, that depends on your definition of violence.
A bullet in the buttocks constitutes violence.
Yeah, well, if you're going to use the sissy's definition, then...
What if Dashmount figures out you shot him?
He won't. I was hiding behind a tree. See, I said that tactic would work, didn't I, eh? Yeah. Besides, like all pretty boys, he's thick. It's just nature's way of playing fair, I suppose.
Well, then what about the poor second and that umpire, both of whom you obviously attacked and left in a ditch?
I know, that was violence. Oh, there aren't any, yes. But I needed them out of the way, so I'm afraid they had to say hello to Mr. Cudgel.
You know, there's something evil about you, McGurk.
I know, I scare myself sometimes.
You swore to me on your mother's grave.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
Is your mother still alive?
Not sure. Of course, it'd help if I knew she was, but... Still, at least Captain Brimshaw's still alive, eh?
Yeah, I suppose that's the important thing.
No.
Oh, it's all right, little fellow. You go back to sleep, that's it. Don't worry. Ezekiel knows he's not the father.
Ah, lovely little nipper, isn't he? Why do all babies look like Pip the Elder?
Have you fathered children?
I've never gone back to find out. Nipper's gone back to sleep.
I think he may have filled his napkin.
Well, no, that's me, sorry, got taken unawares there. Do you fancy another game of chess? You better lay out the pieces, though, because I don't know where they go.
Oh, stop the charade. Do I look one day old? Am I likely to play you a chess when I know it's just a ploy for you to fleece me for more silver florins?
Oh, right. Well, in that case, if you don't crave my company, I'll just go imbibe at the tavern with the local citizenry.
The local citizenry?
Yes. Let's hope an excess of ale doesn't cause me to tragically blurt out the sordid story of Cora and her illegitimate little sleeping ginger Sproggy here.
Do you want to be black or white?
I think I'll be black, thank you.